I am old. I used to think it had to do with the calendar. It doesn't. It's something you know. It's something that happens. It's you're young, you're young, you're young, and then you wake up one day, and you're fucking old! Are you shitting me? Two slices of mushroom pizza, and it's come to this. Nothing irritates me more than when I'm watching a celebrity on TV who's about my age, and they go, you know, I just turned 64, and I've never felt better in my life. Really, douchebag? This is the best you've ever felt? What was your childhood like? Did you have polio, and they kept you in an iron lung until you were 21? And then when you got out, they covered you with ticks, and your parents just got the last one off yesterday? I don't know what you see when you look in a mirror, but I'm looking at you, and you look like shit! You've got 10 hairs and 3 are coming out of your nose. You got a gizzard on you that makes me think that a turkey's gonna be fucking you in the ass. I know why you've never felt better in your life. You have Alzheimer's. There are some folks who seem to be just timeless, that age doesn't affect them at all. One in particular, one that I met, is Ringo Starr, who just turned 70. 70, and you'd have no fucking idea. I met him because I was invited to his birthday party for reasons I will never fucking understand. He performed that night, and he was unbelievable. He was astonishing. And then I went to the party afterwards, and it was filled with the legends of rock and roll. Rock and roll is like a religion to me, so it felt like it was a cathedral, which is an odd thing for a Jew to say. But synagogue of rock and roll really doesn't trip off the tongue, does it? The first concert tour that I ever saw as a kid was the first concert tour of the United States taken by the Rolling Stones. And 12 feet away from me was Keith Richards. I couldn't believe it. And so I thought I should talk to him, but I got 5 feet away, and he turned and he looked like he just broke out of Jurassic Park. I thought he was gonna swoop down and grab me by the neck and take me around the room and tear my throat out, and then would begin a bloodlust that would never end. They finally said to me, Ringo Starr would like to meet you, and I thought, wow. And I'm not starstruck, but I did try to prepare myself, and it didn't work. I went up and shook his hands, and I said, it was like an AT&T conversation. And so the handlers quickly got me out of the room, and I ended up going into another room as I was trying to leave, and the only people there were myself, and I'm looking at a very beautiful blonde, and next to her is Paul McCartney. And I'm looking at Paul, and he is looking at me. And then he winked at me. Now, what do you do when Paul McCartney winks at you? You wink the fuck back. You don't think about it. You just get both eyes. I went home that night, and I lay in my bed, and I realized that maybe I wasn't old, because deep in my chest beat the heart of a 12-year-old girl. And that night I menstruated. It's not as bad as they say.